And the matters we handle in court or before administrative agencies are just as much decided by the people who are deciding the facts as they see them and who are applying the law as they see it. So we are going to start out today with just a little bit of who's who at the National Labor Relations Board, because nowhere is it more true than that the decision maker counts than at the National Labor Relations Board. Start out with our current chairman, Philip Miscamara. We're looking at a slide that refers to the Pierce era. What is that? The Pierce era is the time between mid-2011 and January 2017, when Mark Pierce was chairman of the National Labor Relations Board, a time in which continues to have a majority of Democratic members of the National Labor Relations Board, and that, from my perspective at least, has had a too progressive, true pro-labor view of the National Labor Relations Act. Now, we refer to the end of the Pierce era during Trump's first 100 days, and we have a question mark. Why? Well, the question mark is because, yes, the Pierce era has ended with Mark Pierce no longer being chairman of the National Labor Relations Board. He was replaced in that capacity in April of this year by member Miscamara, who is the lone Republican on the National Labor Relations Board. But we still have a Democratic majority controlling the decisions by the NLRB. Both Rod and I know Phil Miscamara reasonably well. He does refer to himself as the loneliest man in Washington. Why so? Because for the last 2.5 years or so, he has been the only Republican on the National Labor Relations Board, and he has dissented in scores, literally, of cases where he has railed against what he views as clear failure to follow precedent by the reigning majority.